Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Jesus Will Fix You Right Up, already in progress.
And Jesus rebuked the devil. Now who was in there? The devil. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured that very hour. We have been fortunate in this church to have seen several children with cerebral palsy. Now, not cerebral palsy. Only seen one cerebral palsy heal. But we've seen several with this seizure, epileptic seizure. In fact, in one of my teachings, I made comments on this particular thing, and there was a man that, I guess it was, two or three or four healing schools back. They sat right there on that row. Y'all remember that couple?
Yes.
And with their children. And I made a statement. I said, usually whenever a man has epileptic seizures, a boy or a man, he didn't honor his father. That's usually what causes it. Now, there can be other things, but some people just don't understand that not honoring your father can cause sickness and disease to come upon your body. Made mention of it on a tape. And this gentleman called me from Indiana or wherever,
Wisconsin.
And he told me, he said, I'm a director of a camp, church camp, and I've been to seminary and everything, but said I have epileptic seizures. And he said, I never heard anybody talk about how to get healed from epilepsy other than what doctors do. And he said, none of the medicine the doctors give me has ever been able to help me. And so I said, well, have you got any kind of unforgiveness or bitterness toward your father? He said, well, I did have a problem with my dad. He said, I had a good dad, but he says, I wanted to go to a rock concert one time, and my dad found out I was going, and he told me, no, that's of the devil, and you can't go. So I told Dad, when the boys came by to pick me up, I promised my dad I would not go to that rock concert. But he said, I lied. Now then, see, he left, and Dad wasn't with him. But guess who was with him? Jesus was with him, and he knew exactly what he was doing. So he went to the rock concert and they did their thing. Then he came home and about 3 or 4 years later, he started having epileptic seizures. Now, isn't that amazing how God waited so long for these things to come so he could never put it together? So just because when you go back to when it started, sometimes that's still not far enough. You need to go a little further back sometimes because in his case, it was several years further back. And then God started putting these seizures on him. And he would be before a group teaching the Word of God, and all of a sudden he'd come down with an epileptic seizure. How intimidating. You're the pastor, you're the director, and you're teaching these kids about the kingdom of God, and all of a sudden you come down with an epileptic seizure right in front of them. He said, I called you and talked to you, and you told me all this, and he said, I repented. I told my dad had since deceased, I believe he said. But he said, I repented and I asked God to forgive me for not doing what I told him, for lying to my dad and everything. And then he said, you cast out that spirit. After I repented, you cast out that spirit. And he said, I forget how many years he said it had been. But he said, it's been many years since then. And here they were today. And just happened at that healing school, I told that story. And when I told that story, he said, that's my story. And I still didn't register with me what he meant. And so we're talking a little while, and he said, that's my story. I said, what do you mean, sir? He said, I'm the man you're telling this story about. I said, holy cow, I didn't even know that. And he said, I've never had another epileptic seizure. Never. Now, isn't that amazing? When God said in his word, children, what did he say for children to do?
Obey
or honor your parents in how many things?
All
things, so it may go well with you, and that you may have a long life. Now, surely he didn't mean all that. You reckon he did? I guarantee he did. And so if we don't do that, just like this boy didn't, it goes along there for three, four, or five years after he didn't honor his dad. And then one day that demon was turned loose by God and an epileptic seizure started coming. And then after he repented, after he heard me teach, until he heard me teach, he had never been to a church to try to get healed. He had always went to the doctor, and it never worked. He still had the seizures, but once he come to God, once he got his spiritual problem taken care of, once we kicked out the demon after he had forgiven asked the Lord to forgive him, asked his dad to forgive him. But oh, I think his dad was already dead. Yeah, but anyway, he still asked him to forgive him. He repented to God, and we cast out that demon. He has never had another seizure, and he sat right there and told us all that in a healing school. How long ago was that? 2 or 3 or 4 healing schools back? But it was amazing. But just think, how many people, when I say we don't believe this book, how many people do you know that the word says, children, obey your parents in all things that it may go well with you and you may have a long life. Today, who really believes that? Not very many. Very few people. You ask the average teenager, young boy, 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, do you think you have to obey your parents? No. The old man, he ain't got nothing to say over me. I do what I want to. That ain't honoring your dad. And you just don't realize what you just done. You just opened a door for a demon to come to your house. Now, when's he going to stop by? It may be next week. It may be next month. It may be next year. It may be 5 years from now. But if you don't honor your dad, I guarantee that demon's going to come by your house. Because God said it. It's all the instructions that we need for life in this book. How do we learn them? By reading and studying. If God said it, just like that guy up there in Lansing said the other night, Thurman, after listening to you, I believe we serve a mean God. I said, well, what do you mean by that? He said, he means what he says, and he says what he means. I agree with that, don't you, brother? He is a mean God. And he can be mean the other way, too. He may be a God of love, but he can sure knows how to hurt you, doesn't he? He can sure put some hurt on you. But the thing about it is, here's the beautiful part about God. If you will obey him and read that book and do what he says, what does he do for you? Scott, what does God do for you? He blesses you and your children and your socks off, doesn't he? He just blesses Scott Smith's socks off because him and his wife serve God and they got 3 beautiful children and those kids are all well and none of them ever get sick. Isn't that amazing? Now then, boys are fixing to get to the point where they're going to be their own young men. They're getting closer every day. And your daughter's a little further down the road, but the day's going to come when they're all going to be accountable, so you better teach them well while they're at home so they'll obey God and do what he says. Because if they don't, then God is no respecter of persons, and sickness and disease will come upon all of us that do not put God first. All you got to do is not do what he says. Bless the Lord. If he says, bless the Lord, what do you think he meant? Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. If he says that, what does he mean, brother? Every bit of it. And then forget not all the Lord's benefits, who forgives all of our iniquities and heals all of our diseases and renews our youth like the eagles. Satisfies our mouth daily with good things. So if we'll obey him and do what he says, is he a good God?
Yes.
And he's still a mean God, though, isn't he? He still means what he says, and he says what he means. But everything in that part is good. So we love that part, don't we? If you walk with God like that, you won't ever have to worry about your car payment being made. It'll always be made. Your payments will be made. Your house payment will be made. You will never beg bread, I can guarantee you for sure. If you'll walk with God and do what he says and just obey him, you will be blessed and blessed abundantly. Now, these promises he give us are just out of this world. Next verse. Then came the disciples of Jesus apart and said unto him, why could we not cast out that devil? Why? Well, let's see what he says. Next verse. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. What's our problem?
Unbelief.
Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, and you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Next verse, one more verse. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. How many of you would like to walk in this kind of power that every time you prayed, God answered your prayer? Ooh, yes, Lord, let me put up both hands. Maybe a little bit more prayer and fasting. Fasting. Oh, my goodness. Nobody likes to fast and pray. But God didn't make it simple. I guess he might have made it simple. He didn't make it easy. It's going to cost you something to walk in this anointing. But it will be worth it. If you will fast and pray and spend more time with God in that word and get him to where he'll answer every prayer you pray, you just have no idea how much fun life is when you start praying for people like Scott and Kim. I mean, they go out here, he works out there, and they pray for all kinds of people all over the place and see miracles and healings every day. Now, this is normal. This is the way it's supposed to be in the church. When the church leaves here and goes out into the world, we should see God answer our prayer and do great things. And let me tell you, the people that he and she has prayed for, when they see those people again, they'll come up to them and say, hey, you prayed for my little girl. Hey, you prayed for me. They never forget you. That's the way you want to be remembered. If you want a Christian, go see that guy right there. He walks with God. How do you know that? The other day I was in Home Depot. There was two men there, had black shirts with white crosses on the back. Said, Jesus is Lord. I thought, wow, I wonder what these guys are all about. So I walked up and I said, hey, brother. He turned and he said, Thurman Scrivener. I said, do I know you? He said, I don't know if you remember me or not, but said, I'll never forget you. I said, what did I do? He said, I have had a five-year-old son. He was having seizures just every week, having three or four or five seizures. He said, we'd had him to every doctor we could find. Nothing helped. He said, you told us it was our sin, and we would repent of our sin, that you could cast that devil out of that boy, and he'd be healed. He said, we listened to you. You prayed for our son. You cast out that devil. He said, that's been 5 years ago. That boy ain't never had a seizure since. And said, that's why me and this other man here, we are putting these crosses on our back, and we're going out helping widows and people that need help. We're fixing on our spare time. We're contractors, but we're taking our spare time. We're helping people that can't do it themselves, from change a light bulb to whatever. But he said, we're working, and he said, it's all because of you. And I thought, wow, me and Jesus. Jesus delivered that little boy. Jesus changed that man's life forever.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Jesus Will Fix You Right Up, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.